contentment means being satisfied with one's inner and outer conditions, okay, motivated by a pure intention or virtuous intention. Okay, being satisfied with one's inner and outer conditions, motivated by a virtuous intention. So as an example, if with the intention to attain liberation or enlightenment, we decide to be satisfied with our inner and outer conditions, then we are practicing contentment. Okay? The truth is, in this impure world, it is extremely rare to find anyone who is completely content. This is because not understanding that the real source of happiness is inner peace, we are always choosing the wrong methods to be happy. We follow our attachment, trying to find happiness in worldly pleasures, samsaric enjoyment. Okay, we're following our attachment, trying to find happiness in the worldly enjoyments of samsara. But as the wisdom Buddha Jaisongkhapa said, samsara's pleasures are deceptive, give no contentment, only torment. We've recited this together at this festival already many times. We can ask ourselves, do I believe that? Because the wisdom Buddha says, samsara's pleasures are deceptive, give no contentment, only torment. Therefore, instead of us finding true happiness, we just experience suffering, including the suffering of having no satisfaction, which is one of the general sufferings of samsara. So Venerable Geshe-la explains, gives a of course so clear explanation of this suffering. I think we will really understand, we'll understand a lot about human behavior, you know, why we do what we do, why we experience what we experience. Everything is explained. So Geshe-la explains, so this is in the meditation chapter, Meditation on True Sufferings, Having No Satisfaction. Most of the problems we experience come from our seeking satisfaction in the pleasures of samsara, when no real satisfaction can be derived from them. There it is. Most of the problems we experience come from our seeking satisfaction in the pleasures of samsara, when no real satisfaction can be derived from them. For instance, if we seek satisfaction from drinking alcohol, we will keep drinking and drinking without ever finding what we seek. Similarly, if we try to find contentment by smoking or taking drugs, we will never find the satisfaction we desire. We will still be looking for, but not finding, what we want. If we continue to seek satisfaction in such limited pleasures, without realizing that these things can never give us what we want, we will create many compulsive bad habits and cause problems for ourselves and others. You know, now, like, we use words like addiction and so forth, right? We develop many compulsive bad habits and cause problems for ourselves and others. We may destroy our health, hurt and deceive other people, and even break the law and find ourselves in prison. So we have no freedom of mind, and then we lose our physical freedom even. We will create unhappy relationships with other people and influence others to act in ways that are harmful to their health and their peace of mind. All the difficulties we have in our relationships with others come because we do not know how to be content. All the difficulties we have in our relationships with others come because we do not know how to be content. When marriages break up, it is because people cannot completely satisfy one another. We have very strong desirous attachment. Or if we have very strong desirous attachment, we will never be content with another person, because no one will ever be able to give us all we desire. So it's our uncontrolled desire itself creating these problems, destroying our peace of mind, our happiness, and making it almost impossible for us to be content in any way. Sometimes people are torn apart by the desirous attachment. It prevents them from leaving their partner, and it prevents them from feeling happy with that relationship alone. No contentment, only torment. Attachment is mental poison. If we consider why nations go to war, we will find the basic reason is very simple. Human beings cannot be content with their own wealth and resources, but must appropriate more and more. Millions of people have died in warfare as a result of humankind's collective discontent. That's how dangerous is our discontent. Millions of people have died in war as a result of humankind's discontent. Even people who appear to have everything do not have satisfaction. In fact, the wealthiest people are often the most dissatisfied. It is extremely rare to find anyone who can say with complete sincerity, "I do not need anything. I am completely content." You know, the more, for example, the more money we have, the more things we can buy. Okay? And we have many choices. And generally, we want to buy the best things we can afford. So we're comparing things. So I could get this one, or I could get this one. Or like this one, or this one. This has these things, but it lacks that, and this one has those things, but it doesn't have those. And we're like, I'm like, okay, I'll get this one, right? And then afterwards, we're kind of happy with our product. We wrote a good review. But it is missing a few things, and then we start to think, maybe I should have bought the other one. Or maybe it's just that this one needs some accessories, right? And then we just buy more and more things. And pretty soon we've accumulated so many things we need to rent a self-storage unit for all these things that give us no satisfaction and disappear when we die. Also, when we do get something that we want, we don't get it in the way we want. Like, let's say we need a new couch. And, you know, after a lot of investigation and comparative shopping, we found what seems to be the right one. It fits perfectly in the living room. It's a nice color, right design, super comfortable. What we didn't foresee was how much it would show the cat hair. And so then every time we walk into the living room and we see all that cat hair on the couch, it drives us nuts. And so we possess the object, but we don't experience satisfaction from possessing it. And then as we scroll through social media, the algorithm shows us more and more things to capture our attention and spark our desire. And as we're going through, we find ourselves thinking, ooh, I need that. I want that. I want that. I need that. But the more we indulge worldly pleasures, the stronger our attachment becomes and the greater our discontent. As Geshe says, even people who appear to have everything do not have satisfaction. In fact, the wealthiest people are often the most dissatisfied. As their wealth increases, so does their discontent. It is extremely rare to find anyone who can say with complete sincerity, I do not need anything. I am completely content. And then Geshe finishes this section. Beautiful quote from Nagarjuna. The first paragraph. We who take rebirth in samsara are like moths who are not satisfied merely to behold the beauty of a candle flame, but must leap into it. We are like flies who cannot be content with merely the smell of food, but must land on it, only to be caught and killed. All the lethal situations we find ourselves in are created by our own dissatisfaction. In Friendly Letter, Nagarjuna says, always be content. If you practice contentment, even though you have no wealth, you are rich. How beautiful. Always be content. If you practice contentment, even though you have no wealth, you are rich. And then there's a little bit more after that. Geshe says, without contentment, we are spiritually impoverished, even if we possess a great amount of wealth. A poor person who is satisfied with what she or he has, who has no strong craving to amass wealth, is inwardly a rich person. Eh? Because they're satisfied. They have no craving to amass more and more things. So inwardly, they are rich. Such a person has less misery, fewer problems, and greater peace of mind.